This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
As some food service establishments have started running again, it has resulted in new demand channels. So processors were able to lift restrictions, which allowed producers to make more milk. And then in the cold storage report, we saw inventories across the board decline faster than normal rates. So as the country has reopened to some degree, which resulted in a resumption of dairy demand.
Will this feed the bulls then in the cash markets, do you think?
It's definitely a report to chew on. Inventories are also above prior year levels in the case of both cheese and butter. Despite this, we've had record prices. So people have wanted to know, well, how can we have inventories that are still above a year ago and record prices? And I think the answer to that question is the supply chain has to carry more inventory just because of all the uncertainty, just trying to keep up with the changes. You got to be prepared for what if.
Matt Gould, editor and market analyst with the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter in Philadelphia.
Tuesday,
we hear from economist Dan Bossi from Ag Resource, who continues to look at the impact of the global pandemic and U.S. dairy prices.
Craziness is going on in the dairy markets right now, how cheese could be on fire and others are, you know, dragged along, if you will. And so it's all about class three versus, let's say, class one, which is fluid milk. We're not seeing the fluid milk consumption that we need to. And so we're seeing some struggles on class one. Class two being ice cream and butterfat. There, of course, we're seeing a little bit of demand recently as temperatures warmed up, and we like all that. Class three, the cheese demand that has been on fire due to CCC and the Farmers for Family Food Box program. And then we get into some of the other classes, you know, four and even five. And so we haven't seen the demand any of those. But our belief is that class three is going to stay strong here for a while. We believe that the cheese market will stay elevated at least until the end of summer, maybe into the beginning of fall. It's obviously the best performing commodity in all the commodities in the United States.
Wednesday.
Biofilm is the number one place that harbors bacteria on the farm. And we can't get rid of it by just scrubbing super hard or power washing. We have to chemically digest it. What we recommend, we have calf feeding equipment, we rinse it in 110 degree water. And this is important because we don't want to rinse it in really hot water because that'll actually bake on the fats, and we don't want to do that. So 110 degree rinse helps break those fats up and get them off the surface. Then we want to do a soak in 140 degree temperature chlorinated alkaline detergent for 5 to 10 minutes. And then scrub for 2 minutes, rinse with lukewarm water, and then do a 50 to 100 part per million chlorine dioxide rinse. And the chlorine dioxide is the final step of the cleaning and sanitation process. And that's actually what provides the kill.
Thursday.
New specialty cheeses continues to be popular.
We went from, in the 1980s, 1 or 2% of production of cheese in Wisconsin was specialty cheese. Now it is over a quarter of all cheese here in Wisconsin is specialty. And it's been a revolution, basically, in terms of the change here in our industry in terms of focus on specialty cheese.
He says learning about cheese making is right at your fingertips.
And we did what we call a Cheese 101. And this was an attempt to go out and tell people, if you were trying to get to be a cheesemaker and try to pass a cheesemaker's exam, what are the key facts and information you'd need to know to be able to get past an exam or a license? So we retool that into what we call Cheesemaking 101, and we already have a wait list for the next course that we're going to offer.
Comments from Dr. John Lucy from the Center for Dairy Research.
Friday.
Calf Starters, for our listeners, is the first dry feed a baby calf consumes while she is still consuming milk or milk replacer. And that's really important because calf starters, first of all, decrease the cost of feeding that calf. We need to get the dry feed in there to cause the rumen, that's the first compartment of the calf stomach, to develop. And once the calf is eating dry feed, we reduce the risk of some medical expenses and costs in the feeding program, especially diarrhea. So it's a good calf starter. The first one is the form. Most dairy farmers have three choices. One, we can buy a meal. Another choice, of course, will be the pelleted grain mix. The third one is one we recommend, and yes, it's the most expensive, and we call that texturized. Simply means that the grains are not ground very fine. In fact, steam flake corn, cracked corn, rolled oats would fall into that category. And so it looks a bit like a breakfast cereal almost that you and I might eat as well.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to DairyRadio.com.
Dairy Rewind.